Hello. This podcast is AI generated, so please read the disclaimers. And follow us on Apple and Spotify. Provide feedback at apriori.i@gmail.com. Gogo Inc. NASDAQ. Gogo, Q2 2023 Earnings Conference Call August 7, 2023 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Gogo Inc.'s Q2 2023 earnings, in spite of showing strong new activations, fell short of high expectations due to several challenges. The company experienced unusually high suspensions and additional delays in the delivery of a 5G chip, which has caused a revision in its guidance for the year. Company CEO, Oakley Thorne, however, remains convinced Gogo is set for significant growth in 2025 and beyond, given the largely untapped market among the world's business aircraft which currently fly without broadband solutions. Thorne was disappointed with delays pertaining to the 5G chip that pushes the rollout to possibly mid-2024. Further, 5G speed upgrades are expected to be 5x to 10x faster than current speeds. The company also announced a new LX5 LAO to support 5G installation, simplifying the process for current customers. Gogo has provided an update on its various strategies for business aviation. They are confident in their new L5 and MB13 technology products, which have been designed to enhance their current 4G network and prepare for the future integration of 5G technology. The company is offering incentives to encourage their customers to adopt these new products, which will facilitate an easy transition to the new network technology when ready. There is also a focus on their expanding Galileo service, a low Earth orbit satellite technology that promises better global coverage with less power consumption. However, there have been some challenges, including a design error in a NON5G component at the 5G chip, pushing back the commercial launch of 5G until mid-2024. Nonetheless, they remain confident in their market position and look forward to strong top-line growth in the near future. Gogo has updated its fiscal 2023 guidance to account for market dynamics impacting its 5G implementation and participation in the FTC program. The communication service provider now expects total revenue for 2023 to range between $410 million and $420 million, a decrease driven primarily by expected reductions in equipment and service revenue. However, Gogo maintains its adjusted EBITDA guidance for the same year at between $150 million and $160 million, owing to cost management and delay in 5G expenditures. The company anticipates 2023 free cash flow guidance to range from $60 million to $70 million. Notably, the 5G chip delay has proven to be a hurdle, and customer suspensions have affected service revenue expectations. Despite these challenges, Gogo remains confident in its market position and growth strategy. The key takeaways from this conversation include the high demand for engine leases for maintenance events and plans to work through this over the next few quarters, resulting in an expected increase in their supply. Additionally, aircraft requiring major inspections are estimated to be finished soon, leading to a decrease in demand. Predicting the pace of these changes is difficult and may take a couple of quarters. On the positive side, there was a benefit from non-recurring and non-cash items in the quarter, contributing to net income and reducing personnel expenses due to lower bonus expenses. The company is also experiencing a record year in activations, suggesting a good pace in equipment being installed onto aircraft. The challenges discussed include an inventory drawdown and sudden acceleration of maintenance issues due to high demand and limited resources for short inspections. This has led to pressure on larger maintenance events and unpredictability for Q3 and Q4 results. Although there's no clear prediction on how quickly the situation will be resolved, the company expressed confidence in the overall solid nature of their inventory. Other challenges include potential delays in launching 5G services and the Galileo product, and the predicted timeline to see material revenues from these new product developments.